Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
runway. Walk the 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 runway. Yeah.
Do your best, darling. La croix, sweetie. La croix. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
Fabulous, wonderful,
Elvis. And remember, I've known you
longer than your daughter. Chambers,
RIP, Pat. Lovely, sweetie.
Should
we finish off the balloon, girl? She
has
to smoke salmon in Nibbly
things.
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right,
we'll finish off the balloon.
La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. The House of Christian La Croix presents A Day in the Life of La Croix. March 19th. Location, the Scaitlin of Richmond. 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manila Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Stasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian Lacroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacroix, sweetie. Lacroix.
Zadar bu bir yönemliye ma Gucci, Fendi, Prada Valentino, Armani too Mel, I love them, Jimmy too
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time. On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include Grand Prize, Butch Queen Sex Side, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini Grand Prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini Grand Prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Which Queen Pretty Boy Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 part. Which Queen Executive Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. Which Queen Plug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
The icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Sexy Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Delvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Manor. Everybody in the chat room and on the phone, you know.
Why you sound like that? Then take yourself down.
I know, I'm all right. I'm just keeping calm until later on.
Oh, until later. Yeah, I spoke to the phone, and she said she has a big glass of juice, and she's coming on the phone stuff.
Yes. Baby, and you so you know, honey. Well, I want to know, you know, I got to what the fuck, honey. The girls want to know what the fuck is up with the Ebony's sending Miss Cassandra on probation. What the fuck?
Oh.
Well, coming out there walking legendary performance at the Chicago Awards Ball. They put her on probation. What the fuck?
Oof. That's
I want to know what the fuck is up with Ken Allure now being Ken Khan. What the fuck is up with that?
That tea is kind of old. I get that. Well, I get that juice. You know what? That's not even juice. I get that little late tea like a few weeks ago, actually.
Somebody just hit me up and they said, what the fuck? That's the seventh house.
Yes, well, I have a what the fuck. What the fuck is up with Ken not being able to sit in a house for more than 6 months? Like, she has been in over 9 to 10 different houses. She goes to a new house every 6 months. Like, girl, like, what is the problem? What is the problem? You're not even legendary yet. Like, what the fuck is up with that? And your category is not even cute to watch. So, I mean, what the fuck?
It's a lot, honey. It's a lot going on. I'm gagging at these girls. I really gag it.
But I'm gagging at Cassandra being on. What'd you say again? She's on.
They said they have her on strict probation.
Yeah.
Because she walked a legendary performance in Chicago. So now the Ebony's been on probation.
Well, the thing with that is that, you know, I didn't see that either, but at the same token, you know, Cassandra, when you think of the House of Ebony, you think of, you know, Sanaya, Cassandra, Malaysia, you think of the other old, you know, you think of the old school girls, but as far as the new school girls, you think of Cassandra, Malaysia, and, you know, they have a lot of members, so I don't think they should put her on probation, but hey, that's their business. If that's what they do, that's what they do, but I mean, I don't see that, personally.
Well, my next what the fuck is, what the fuck is up with Marco Herrera calling Feminine Destruction and Anthony Herrera, mother and father Herrera, telling them that they're no longer in the fucking house. They hit the road, Jack. I'm gagging at that. I'm really gagging, honey.
Okay, I get the tea about that, though. The tea that I get was, well... Okay, I'll leave it alone because I don't feel like the Herreras calling in with their bullshit tonight. I really don't.
Well, baby,
I really
gotta call in. They gotta call in. Spill the tea, honey. Spill the juice, honey. I need some juice.
Okay.
I'm thirsty. My mouth is parched.
Okay, well, I'm gonna spill the juice then. Let me make it hot. The juice is that Anthony was stuck in Chicago, and the shade was that he was having Marco Peace, and that's why. This motherfucking Marco kicked Anthony out. And the reason Feminine hit it because Feminine took Anthony's side.
Oh, so Anthony was sleeping with Miss Marco's vein. And so
yes,
that's why she got kicked out the house?
Mm. Yes, because Miss Marco Peace walked sex siren for the House of Herrera. And Anthony was.
No.
And Anthony
hold
got
on,
yanked by her.
I mean, hold on 15 before you finish dropping that tea, honey.
It's juice, they said it. I want to come on. That's fine. My kids stand right here. Yeah, here we go. Yes, you know what? I'm 15. Hi, everybody. Kelly, 15. Thank you so much. Because I was low-riding. And then y'all was like, it's juice. I was like, yeah, that's what's up. When they always saying it, it's juice. You like, it's juice.
Juice.
Yes, it's juice, bitch.
Hold on, Nicole. 1 minute, honey. Let me go and get a professional co-host for Tuesday night. What the fuck, honey?
Mmm.
Hey.
He's driving around town with the girl I love and I like.
Tyshawn, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. The gang's all here. Are y'all there?
I know is that 15 was about to spill juice. That's all I know.
Well,
15, right.
Go ahead, 15. Go ahead, 15. Finish spilling the juice. I told you
Let me finish spilling the juice. But the thing was that Marco kicked out Anthony, the father, Anthony Herrera, because Eddie X Herrera, he's no longer a Herrera because Marco kicked her out because of the fact Anthony was stuck in Chicago and she was having Marco's piece that walked sex siren for the House of Herrera, and Anthony got yacked by her, and the shade was Anthony fucked her too. That's why Marco really kicked her out, because Marco was getting yacked by the sex siren child, and she yacked how Anthony fucked the sex siren child.
Oh, that's juice! That's juice! That's juice!
His name is BJ Herrera.
I'm not finished though. Yes, that's his name. And then also, just to finish it off, and y'all really gonna gag off this. Well, a lot of girls have been saying that Miss Marco paid for dates, but they didn't have no, you know, they didn't have like real tea. The shade is Miss Marco been paying for her. She's been paying her. Like she, the boy escort. That's how she got her. The boy escort, but the shade is he don't see Miss Marco. He just used her for her money, but Marco can't get it past her thick score, honey.
It's big juice.
Oh, no, Miss Marco, no, Marco. Yeah, I hope you're not out there paying for cops and things. Big girls need love too, Miss Marco, but you ain't got to pay for the cops. Oh, I got a visual of the child. The child is sitting. I don't know if he got on contact in this picture, but he got gray eyes, honey. He's a cute, light-skinned child, honey. He looked like he did want something nasty. Miss Marco, I hope you're not out there. You're paying.
Marco's listening. She's going to come on the line because it's juice. Marco, it's juice. I think you need to call in. It's juice. Mad juice.
Oh, no, honey. Oh, they gave the very Anthony spilled the tea on the on the Vicky Gotti show, honey. We need to get Miss Anthony up here on this line, honey, to find out what's going on, honey. Hold on, we have a caller. Let's see who this caller is. 267-467. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Listening.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Yes, I'm just listening.
Okay,
well, don't press one.
Can you please press one and take your hand down?
Look, we're not going to do this tonight. If you're going to press one, you better say something because I'm in the mood today.
Press one and take your hand down, caller.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, listen, this is how it's going to go, honey. You go out here, and when you press one to get on the show, honey, and I come to your call, and I tell you to press one. You said you're just listening, and I tell you to press one to take your hand down. You're only going to have to press one number, and that's the number one, to take your hand down. If you don't press one and take your hand down, you're going to have to dial all of these numbers all over again to get back on the show, because I might have switchboard completely disconnect you from the show, and then you're going to have to call back in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes. Well, I got pictures and everything of the child. The child is sitting with all these tattoos and everything.
Okay, question. Wait, I have something to say. The chat room is asking, who's this Anthony person? We're talking about Anthony that used to be a con, that used to walk safe. He's light-skinned, skinny, and tall.
Oh, Miss Kelly stole her $500 out of her pocketbook time.
Yes, Anthony is the one that walked $500, drags face. He walked actually Butch Queen face, but he came up in drags at Stuart Ebony Ball. He went against Jason, the light-skinned skinny child. That's who Anthony is, just to let y'all know.
The visual I'm giving of this child is actually fucking sitting, Miss Faye. So Miss Marco and her principal coins, Miss Faye, she was doing a lot of coin spending on it because that child is principal. That child is sitting, Miss Faye. Was she doing the Oreo trick with that child, watching her eat her Oreos and jerking off with the child like she was doing with the other children?
But Kelly, Marco been doing this for years. That's how she X Herrera. You know who Joel X Herrera is, the one who walks sex siren, and he's not a Herrera no more.
Yes.
She paid for him too.
Oh wow. No.
Yes, she did, Mama.
You are not going to sit here and
fight.
Miss Marco, put your hands up and face the wall. No, come on. No, she paying. No, that's not a good deal. What the fuck is up with that? Because somebody call Marco. Get her on the phone. We're not going to be fake about it. Get her on the phone. Get Marco on the phone.
We got a caller, honey. We got a caller. Private caller, you're live one day on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
All right, what the fuck is up with Quincy Icon ready to fuck Harold ass up.
Oh,
you Harold?
What happened?
You're gonna have to have one of your other girlfriends call in that got a better spook voice because we can't hear what you're saying, caller. Thank you for calling and good night.
We're not gonna do this when you grow up calling here with these fake voices, honey. Have your voice on point, honey. We don't want to sound like you got a whole bunch of cock in your mouth, cock and balls.
It's not the voices, it's the cricket phones. Those are the girls that's gagging me. If you got cricket phones, girl, please, honey.
Oh no, I'm really gagging. I'm really, really gagging. So she kicked the child out because the child had her motherfucking man.
Yes, but she really kicked her out. No, she really kicked her out because she fucked him. See, the first time she got yacked by him, so Marco let it stay. But the shade is, it was a week later, and he still was stuck in Chicago. And the shade was, he had to get back. The boy gave Anthony some money, but for him to get back home, he had to get fucked by the boy, and that's what happened. Because Anthony stay in VA, he don't stay in Chicago.
Oh, hold on. You know why, honey? Our mother gets it hot, honey. So hold on, let me get it hot, honey. I don't know, honey. Hold on, honey. Our mother makes it hot. Hold on, y'all. Let's get to the bottom. I don't know what's going on, honey. The girls ain't answering their phone, honey. I was trying to get the girls up here on the line. The girls ain't answering their phone.
I just got some TDS hitting up my phone right now, and it's coming in as, I don't know what's going on with Pretty Allure, but I keep hearing some shit about Pretty Allure, and it's not coming in correctly. If someone knows any tea about Pretty Allure,
you're
into a fight or something.
You and Nicole talk amongst yourself and everything.
Okay.
I'm going to go and get this tea. I got some tea on that Pretty Allure. So you want cold talk? Hold on, let me go get that tea on Pretty. Hold on.
Wait, Kelly, it's not tea, it's juice. We don't call it tea no more, it's called juice.
Oh,
now,
excuse
tea
me, I'm calling
late.
The juice. I bought
yes,
the juice.
Yes, honey, that's compliments of the house of Karma. My children said, Mother, it's not tea, it's juice. It's big juice. And you got to know, we got to change. We're changing according to the time. So I'm going to spill the tea. No, I'm going to give you some juice. You thirsty, 15? Juice. It's juice. Benji cunt, juice.
Okay,
I like it.
Yes, I live for it. When you said that last night,
hold on, y'all. Hold on, hold on, hold on, Addie. Hold on, honey, because I see Anthony. I see Anthony X Con at Ebony Herrera is in the queue. Hold on, Anthony, you're live on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hold on, I just got a missed call from you. Y'all sleep.
You want to know the tea or what's going on with you and Marco? And Marco putting you out the house of Herrera because you had BJ. You fucked BJ in Chicago.
BJ? No, it was over the phone with his wife, Kelly.
Marco's a little sugar daddy that he was paying for.
Oh no! It was over TJ Miss Little, not TJ. Little Tony Miss Rahi, the little sex siren from Philly.
Ooh.
Oh.
So wrong person, but right situation. Okay, well, we good enough.
Yeah, she, no, it's not me, like, you know what I'm saying, Marco, you know, she's a paymaster or whatever. You just got to pay a little dates to hang around her or whatever.
I told y'all.
The little boy got mad she got mad because he paid her. And he just, like, was in her room. He came downstairs to my room and was chilling with me or whatever. She found out. She got mad. She didn't kick me out the house. She actually took my father position. But, I mean, when she took my father position, I left or whatever. And now she mad. She evil. She writing Facebook statuses about me and stuff. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Big juice. But can I say something? Y'all be like Anthony something, ex-con. Like, why y'all got to be like ex-con? Like, that's juice, right? Why? What house you in, Anthony?
I'm a 007, but I'm
I got a Kelly 007. Why you gotta be naming all those names and naming my name?
Because Khan made me want my name. Khan made my name.
Well, it wasn't obviously where you wanted to be because you're no longer there.
No, actually, he's not there. He's actually he's not there anymore because Shannon put him out.
Put him out, exactly.
Oh, that's big juice, bitch. That's juice.
Do research.
Yeah, it's big juice. Miss Shannon put him out, honey. But now since you're the overall East Coast mother, maybe you can rectify that problem.
I don't know, Nicole.
I don't think you want to rectify it because he's been put out of Ebony and he's been put out of Revlon also. So, honey, there ain't no rectifying it.
I didn't get put out.
You know what? I think y'all should get Marco on this phone. Marco is a part of this boardroom scene, and this is a format where people are able to express themselves and how they feel. And I said, get Marco on this phone. Get Marco on this phone.
Nicole, didn't you tell him to stand against the wall, hold his hands up, and, you know, plead the fifth?
No, y'all don't know how that go. It goes, face the wall, put your hands up. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to you.
I need you to text that to me so I can put that on my Facebook status.
Y'all not gonna, y'all won't be making coins off my name, darling, or my things, darling. Don't go advertising it. If you have type of personal agenda for someone, you should be able to sit down and think about and just gather everything that you feel about them and just put it together, and then you come with your own stuff.
Okay, Nicole.
And she can pay for these dates and fly them from state to state and eat Oreos and everything off their stomach and things while they jerk off. I know.
What? Hold on, Kelly. Hold on. What the
come
fuck?
Come on, y'all. I'm off
Oreos this over somebody's stomach.
Well, y'all didn't hear me say y'all okay.
All right. Y'all like eating off stomach and stuff. Yes, just juice.
Kelly, you heard the new one? Yeah, I know. This happened a couple of months ago. They spilled the tea on the radio. Got a couple of Ebony's with eating Oreos off her stomach while they was trying to escape them.
Oh, it's mad juice.
The juice
I'm
fell over. It fell over.
She teased the little kids with pork chop sandwiches now.
For pork chop sandwiches?
Well, I don't know.
Everybody don't eat pork,
know.
Though.
But, Anthony, we're going to put you back on hold. And if Marco calls in and press 1, we'll release you so you and Marco can have y'all discussion, okay?
But I want to know pork chops. Everybody don't eat pork. Everybody don't eat swine.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on Classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Okay, I'm calling because I want to know why the fuck Ashley Icon has moved to Philly and is now fucking my man. So I just want to let
my God, Mama, it's juice time. That ain't juice. She don't like your man. We know she's married. Adios, amigos.
Okay.
That's not tea. See, I gotta come up here. This is Kelly Charlton. This is What the Fuck Tuesday. Come on, I'm gonna do what stupid ass What the Fuck.
Right. Don't give me nothing from
she thought she was going to come up here and talk about the money. You come up here talking about her fucking your man. That don't make sense.
Y'all giving me Saggy Thursday. Don't give me
fucking
her
man.
Child, chicken fajita.
Don't come up here giving us Tacky Thursdays. You better give us What the Fuck Tuesday. Don't come up here with Tacky Thursday. It's not Tacky Thursday. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. Okay?
Okay.
I'll be spilling up garbage mess.
Nicole, are you in the chat room, Nicole?
No, and what are they saying about me? Whatever, go ahead.
The girls in the chat room want to know why you being so biased. Every time somebody come up here and mention Ashley's name, you run them off.
It's not the fact that I be biased, but let me just let you know the truth. I am a loyal, true roller all the way from the beginning, all the way to the end. She's been here from my beginning. She'll be here from my end. That is my sister. I am not condoning what she does, but I am never going up against her. What part would pay this thing? That is like set it off. I mean, that's my sister, and it's beyond this ballroom and beyond, you know. And if somebody come and make a if somebody come up here to express how they feel about what she's done, y'all ever notice I'm quiet. But if you come inside and make some stupid, we want to make it about Ashley comment, I'm going to read you. Mm-hmm. And about anybody else that I love
Hold on, I have to take a bathroom break. And while I take my bathroom break, Nicole, have a private caller on the line. I'm taking my bathroom break. Private caller,
Lord.
Go ahead,
Jim. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, well, what the fuck is up with Ashley spilling all of my coins? I mean, I bet your girlfriend, but can you pay me back?
That's old.
It's not old, you're old.
I'm going to tell you, old. I ain't going to read you, but I can't help you either.
You can't read me.
I ain't going to read you, but I can't help you either, baby.
You don't need help, you tarantula.
Why are you getting upset with me? I didn't throw no ball. Calm down. Look, see?
She's upset.
Can hear
okay,
me?
But anyway, Nicole, I got some new juice in also. Now, you remember last night when somebody called in saying Chloe had bashed Pretty Allure with the bottle?
I thought I heard something like that when I
yes,
came.
It's actually true. They said Pretty Allure's face is fucked up now, and Chloe Allure did bash her with the bottle, and it's definitely true. The second what the fuck is that, somebody just hit me up and said, what the fuck is up with Erica Allure, and now she's a con. The girls jumping Maya X con, which it was hot, and they said Miss Erica whooped Miss Maya ass.
Oh, shit. No comment.
And I wasn't there, so I don't know. But if anybody got any information about Erica Allure, now con, beating up Miss Maya, ex-con, please call it. Because I have to hear about that.
I'm back from my bathroom break, and I just pulled up on my screen, and it said, this happened the Saturday of the Chicago Awards Ball. Pretty was running off of her mouth, and Chloe Miyake Mugler bust her in her eye with a Snapple bottle, and they said she's unso pretty. Noun.
Oof.
That's fucked up. Pretty is my girlfriend.
And at the bottom of the IM, they said she wasn't really pretty anyway, so now she has to change her name to unso pretty. That should have been her name from the beginning.
That's really.
The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Yes, this is LaQuaqua, and I got some juice for y'all.
Oh,
LaQuaqua, she got juice.
There's going to be juice tonight.
Let me tell you, baby,
I'm thirsty.
I had a doctor's appointment this morning, right? And guess what the fuck I got?
Herpes.
And let me tell you who the fuck gave it to me, because I'm spilling everything. Dante Aga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on this telephone tonight?
I'm telling you, that's in my apartment. It was $100. Talking about something he wanted to fuck, and I took his money. Now I got fucking herpes. What the fuck I'm going to do?
It's two Dante. It's two Dantes. Which one is it?
Wait. We need to get to the bottom,
but
you
have
to
put it on.
I am just came across my IM says, what the fuck would you let Dante fuck you for with that little ass dick? Now you got herpes, bitch. That's what you get.
Oh, I never said that.
Are you mad because you're fucking for free, honey? Are you mad? I'm getting paid, sweetheart, okay? Don't worry about my motherfucking business, okay?
Hold on, there's more juice to the story. So he gave you herpes and he paid you?
Oh, that's juice.
No, that's not no juice. Wait a minute. Did y'all catch what she said at the beginning? She said she only got $100. She's sitting there with herpes, and she only got $100. That's a fool.
$100, that's a fool.
Excuse me, honey.
Look,
I'll call you a fool.
Let me tell you something, honey. The $100 was for him to enter my door, okay? Let me tell you that, okay? He paid $500, so you get your fucking facts straight.
No, you the one who said $100. You said $100.
Let me tell you something.
You said $100.
My girl said the chat room said. My girl said the chat room said to tell you the next time.
Still gonna be mad.
My girl said the chat room said to tell LaQuaqua the next time to wrap it up. Herpes is not worth $100.
It sure ain't.
Well, y'all skipping the point, honey. She said she got $100 for herpes. Now, if that's not, she's trying to sit there and blame Dante. Girl, blame yourself.
Well,
you only got $100 for getting herpes. Now, you stupid. You
now
stupid
she can
one.
Take that $100 and she can go buy her some cream to get rid of those herpes.
She better go check for anal warts also. She better go check for anal warts and go buy some freeze off, honey.
The real tea is she need to be tested because anytime you have an unprotected sex with somebody's practice, there can be a real situation.
Hold on. I got to play the Icon James Con commercial. It's time to pay some bills. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Hold on.
Okay.
The Icon James Con presents the Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the Icon, Southern Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonalore. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time, table $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250, toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The Icon James Khan presents the Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers all right for you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Can we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon.
House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond. 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Side Ride, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies,
one cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number two, open to all foot and eyewear. Two trophies, one cash award of $500. Runway as a house, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, two trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, three trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure face, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Book Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Book Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Book Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Book Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Book Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Book Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. Book Queen Thug Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
Okay, we're back. Are y'all there, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah.
410-462. You're live on the air. On the,
I bet you if you would have told her, if you let her, I bet you if you said I'll let you suck my dick, she would have paid it.
410-462, you're live on the air.
She would have paid it. And I mean paid the $30. That's what I mean. You paid it, yeah.
Hello,
Who you gonna get $30 to suck your dick?
I don't want none of that. None of that.
I want to know who he paying to suck his dick, honey. He's still there.
He
talking about LaQuaqua. Oh, LaQuaqua, we got you. We got your client, girl. Call back in, girl. We got you a $30 client.
We got to get dibs in.
Hold on. This might be LaQuaqua. Hold on. LaQuaqua, is this you, private caller?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, LaQuaqua, we got you a $30 client.
Oh, a client? You can suck my $30 balls. Let me tell you why he gave me $100, because that's all his cheap ass could afford, okay?
Girl, you ain't making no coin.
You can use your food stamp card.
Okay,
oh, no.
Okay,
They mean they got to give you double. They got to give you 120 then. They can't give you 60.
He got 30. I need groceries. You want to take my groceries?
He got 30. Hold on, baby. Listen. He got 30. I got 30. And I got a condom for you for him. So this
okay.
time you won't get nothing.
Okay. Listen, let me tell you guys something. That's fine with me. I'll take that and go to Chili's.
But can I ask you a question? The herpes you have, do you have type 1 or type 2?
She got type 4.
Ooh, you multiply.
She got type 4. We have another caller. LaQuaqua, you still there? Hold on, we got another caller. 410-462.
Kelly, stop playing. Y'all heard me. I was on a call with somebody else. I don't know which I was talking about. The $30. We were talking about something else. It was not pertaining to any syphilis or anything like that. I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about.
No, we weren't talking about syphilis. She got something else. It ain't syphilis, boo.
Oh, okay. Because whatever it was, I just got 500 texts telling me that my whole conversation was played on the air. My bad. Oh, just for the record, Ken Allure is still Ken Allure. I don't know why people keep saying he's not an Allure. He's still an Allure.
Okay. Well,
so for
really?
Anybody who's saying he's father this or father that, that's not true.
No, Ken is an Allure, and that's what Ken needs to say is right with his house and with his family.
Exactly.
Well,
that's
if
cool.
he's in the law, why he keep telling the girls he 007 and he trying to go to con, honey?
I don't know. I don't understand what that is about because we talked about that. I thought that was done a while ago, but I guess
I'm sure it is because con has nothing to do with. I'm sure that's just completely out of the building. I think it's probably about something else. I'm sure 15.
Right. I mean, I understand that. I mean, not saying anything towards Khan anything, but I
no,
know
no, that. No, 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 nothing, Enrique, nothing isn't taken. It has nothing
okay.
to do with us because he's not that, and he's in the law with his family where he needs to stay.
Right. That's cool. I mean, I just don't know why it keeps coming up, though, but it's all good, though. It's all cool. I just want to wish everybody, hey, see everybody at the LaQuaw ball.
Okay.
Boy,
okay. Al, the LaQuaws is in the house.
Huh?
You're going to be, the Allure's bringing it again, and, you know, because the LaQuaws has lots of, you know, last time I spoke, you were bringing it for Baltimore. So LaQuaw has lots of house categories and best dressed and stuff categories. Are y'all coming?
Yeah, but I'm like, you're going to win this one. Like, I'm joking. Yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, we're coming though. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this ball seems like it's going to be a whole lot going on. And I'm really excited. We're all excited about going, actually.
That's
good. Yeah. So I'll see y'all there. And sorry about that, overhearing my other conversation and stuff.
Yeah, because I thought $30 was a lot. Your pocket has a lot more than 30. 30?
Oh, it has a lot more than 30, exactly.
Yeah. You must have really thought she was trash if you were offering 30.
I wasn't offering anybody 30. That wasn't even talking about it. That was talking about, actually, we were talking about, like, how are we going to, what was it going to do for the ball, the hotel room, and stuff like that, and that's where the $30 and all that stuff was coming in at. So that's what everybody was talking about.
Quick, you don't have a client. They were talking about paying for the hotel room. So you do not have a client, okay, girl?
Enrique's
so
never anybody's client.
Okay, so I guess you're going to have to find you another client, LaQuiqui. All
right, Ricky. Guys, have a great night.
All right, be careful.
Okay, if anybody's out there and you're interested in LaQuiqui, $30 special, and I'm going in the condom, please press 1. Because we're definitely trying to get her some coins so she can get her some extra queen to get rid of that stage 4 herpes. Hold on. I think this is LaQuiqui calling back. And LaQuiqui, it's you, girl.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. Why every time y'all hang up on me, y'all want to start reading? Read me to my face?
Oh, shit.
Put my $30 in the condom. Well, I'm
listen,
going to put
that. Listen, I'm the reason why you haven't called in for a whole month, honey, so don't even try it.
What?
I'm the reason you haven't even called in for a whole month because I read you a month ago and you didn't call in until just last night. And now you're getting read again, so you won't call in for another month. So let's not
you mad because you want to fuck me?
I understand you little herpes little
infested. Okay.
Honey, go have a seat, Miss Singh. Go have a seat and don't have a seat nowhere around
seat
me,
with
honey.
Please. Well, LaQuiqui, girls in the chat room, the girls in the chat room, they gave you nobody wants that infested hoe, Kelly.
Oh,
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
goodness. Ms. LaCroix, it's so sad that you came and advertised on Craigslist, honey.
Uh-oh.
That's how bad your cookie is, honey. That's how bad your cookie is. You came and advertised on Craigslist.
Hold on, LaCroix. Listen, you can hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com, right? And you can send me all your information for your ad, and only for $100, Miss Thing, you have to get you three dates plus a free $10 trick, and I can take and advertise you tonight, and you can definitely get some calls and some ratings.
Kelly, stop trying to make money off her, because she ain't got nothing worth anything.
Huh? Can you repeat that?
I said only for $100, I can advertise your services on the show, and the girls can call you up, and we can put your number and everything, or your email address, and the girls can call you, and you can set up your stuff. And make you some good money.
That's good.
Because, you know, we have up to 80 to 100 callers every night, and about 50 girls in the chat room. So maybe somebody wants some of your chat services.
Kelly. I have a site that you can go to. It's going to help you out so much to make you so much money. I think you need to go to www.kingscountyhospital.com immediately.
I go to Jefferson. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? So how does herpes feel? Where is it at?
It's only like a little sore on my lip because I tried to put it in my mouth and it didn't fit because it was so little.
Oh, so it's a little circle on your lip. So what? So you cover your face up with something so nobody don't see it on your lip?
You know, I guess I'm a Breva. Don't a Breva work for, like, cold sores?
Yeah, it's like a cold sore. You put a little concealer over it?
Yeah, get some a Breva. I seen the commercial earlier. Yeah, I seen the commercial earlier.
Was that on your converter box? Did you see the commercial with your converter box? That's what I'm watching cable.
Oh, I'm watching.
I'm
watching cable as well. I'm on DirecTV.
No, I have Comcast.
You got to step it up to direct.
Hold on, LaCroix. Don't hang up. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air with 15, Nicole, Tashawn, and myself, and LaCroix. You have any advice for LaCroix?
No, Kelly, this is me. I had to call from my other phone because my cell phone battery was going down. I had to charge it up, honey.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find my charger.
I thought you was another caller that had some advice for her. But if anybody's out there, y'all have any advice for LaCroix, feel free to press 1. We can help her. We don't want
to go to Kings County Hospital and let the nurse give her some advice, honey.
You need to stop trying to read, honey. If you want to read, we can go.
Girl, I'm not reading. I'm telling you the truth. There's a difference from reading and telling you the truth, honey.
Who am I talking to?
You said who you talking to? This is the needle that you talking to. The needle that is going to help you out.
Oh God, a needle.
Yes, the needle
what
that's going to help
heroin?
You out, honey. Huh? Oh, so now you do heroin too, girl? Oh Lord, honey. Oh,
okay, thank you. We're gonna put you back on hold. You call back in if you have any other things you want to talk about. Okay, baby.
Fine.
Well, baby, I just got a red phone text, and they gave the very Marco also ate Oreos off of raw Balenciaga also.
Hey, I'm so sick of this fucking shit. Now go away.
But Kelly, I got some more juice though about this Herrera situation, which the girls are about to fall out at.
Oh, this is a big fucking juice with Herrera. You got me all fired up. Oh my god!
Let me tell you the juice, Nicole, Kelly, and Tyshawn, and to everyone listening now.
Tyshawn disagrees because you know he has lots of friends in the house of Herrera. Might I add?
Well, I don't. Well, I'm about to.
I have
well, I gotta say
They're
what I gotta
friends.
Say.
They're brothers.
Okay, so Sean, it's not, oh, brother, that's your story. You sticking to it. I totally understand.
Here you
well,
go.
This is the juice. The juice is that actually feminine got kicked out, you know, because of that situation, but also because Miss Skittles and feminine got into a fight.
Oh, wow, that's juice.
They got into an altercation, and they said Miss Skittles had slapped her, and Miss Feminine went to, you know, go back at her. And the Shaders face that used to be at Ebony, which is Father Herrera, he's feeling a certain way because that's their, you know, East Coast mother or whatever, and now they're going through a, well, not the East Coast mother, but, you know, she was Philly mother or whatever, and now Face is going through it with Varel and Marco with the Midwest and Amari, and now they saying the Herreras are really tumbling, honey. So don't gag it. The House of Herrera closed down soon.
I recently was on a three-way conversation with Marco, and she was feeling very fabulous, and she said that everything is just fine, and the things that happened was the things that she never saw from the beginning, and that's that. She didn't sound worried or nervous at all. Marco, CEO Herrera, call in. Defend yourself. Confirm or deny.
Well, you know, Marco's not going to call in here, honey, unless, you know, honey, I don't know, honey.
When I was on here, yes, she did. She told me she can afford a new lawyer, too. Yes, she did.
Oh, Kelly, well, by the way, did you see the clip of, since you wasn't at the Chicago Rumble Ball the day after the awards ball, did you see the clip of Tiana putting Marco out and they was about to fight?
No, post it in the chat room.
Yes,
no, I didn't see it.
Ballroom throwbacks.
I was there.
Just go to Ballroom Throwbacks on his YouTube, and it's right up there. And it says Chicago Rumble Ball, and you have to go to the hour and 33 minute. Because, yeah, he has the whole ball. He has the whole ball on YouTube, the whole ball. The whole ball. It's the whole ball on there. And Tiana got into it with Ms. Marco. Ms. Marco said what she said. Ms. Tiana came off that stage and was finna knock her ass out.
Oh, no,
uh-huh.
Honey.
Oh, it was juice.
It's a mess. I don't understand what's going on. I really need to get Ms. Marco up here to have an exclusive interview with her, Ms. Thing, and to find out what's going on with her, Ms. Thing, because I'm really gagging Ms. Thing that she's out here, she's paying for these children, Ms. Thing. She shouldn't have to pay for these children, Ms. Thing. It's people out here that like fat boys, Ms. Thing. She just, you know what I think it is? She wants one of the, she wants an eye catcher. She's not an eye catcher herself. I think she wants an eye catcher on her arm, Ms. Thing. But you don't need to have an eye catcher on your arm just because you're a big girl, Ms. Thing, because, you know, especially if you're paying for them, Ms. Thing, you know they're going to play with everybody, Ms. Thing, because you're paying for the goods.
But the shade is, that's not why she's paying them, though. She's paying them because, let me tell you what she do. I'm going to tell you how she operates, girl. What she do is she get these boys that's not into the ballroom scene or they don't even really go to clubs like that. She get these boys and bring them into the scene by paying them to get them to come to balls, and then they say they Herreras or they join whatever house she in, and then she pays them to go to these functions and walk these categories, and she does it by, you know, fixing them up, cleaning them up, and doing whatever she got to do, paying for they for a new pair of sneakers, and what she gets in return is some dick and all that other shit. Yeah, she been doing that for years. She's been doing that for about 9 years. Yeah, she has coins there. She's very repetitive with her coins. She gives one boy her Tims, and when they break up, she takes the Tims back and gives it to another one.
She was the assistant principal at the school. Now she's the principal.
Are you serious? Are you really serious?
Yes. She made coins, yes. She's
yes.
Just
principal.
She made coins down.
Oh, well, no wonder they reading her, bitch. She's smart. She got a job.
Wow.
She made enough to have them.
No, that's not why she's getting rich. She's getting rich because
Hold on. We got two private callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling in reference to La Quaqua. Like, I mean, it's a lot of free clinics out here, and I'm just not understanding why the fuck the Quaqua is running around with herpes like this. Like, it kills me. If she needs donations or anything like that, you know, we could put her right on the list next to fucking Japan. Like, but taking $30 dick sucks and $100 fucks is like, where do we draw the line here? I mean, I'm serious. Like, if she calls in, please let me know, because somebody really
needs
to give us some help.
Baby, hold on. Let me see if this is her,
because
we got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, what's going on, private caller?
Yeah, well, what the
Because that's what Marco calling my ad on Men for Rent, Big Daddy Long.
Oh my fucking God.
Thank you for the hold on. We got another private caller, baby. This is Laquaqua. Private caller.
Wait,
July 4th. Yes, this is
Laquaqua.
What the
hell
you just
say to me? This is big, honey. I'm telling you. Let me know where it is that you are, because you can Google any health clinic in any state, any city. You know, they can really help you with your problem. And welfare also assists, you know.
Let
because
me tell you something, honey. I don't need welfare.
Money,
welfare don't buy my Louis Vuitton.
Deadly, honey. The things you were doing for this money is deadly. You have herpes now. You know that.
All I do is my business.
But do you know that herpes does not go away?
I'm going to take my herpes and
you're
my cash and go to the store. Would you like
for
a tiny school planner, honey?
$100? You can get $500 in food stamps. Sell that and still make $400. Nobody wants to get herpes for $100, honey. It's not worth it.
It is worth it to me. So mind your business.
$100.
You your
okay, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Don't talk about me and my food stamps. I'm STD clear, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
But
thank
your welfare
you,
government assistant. Okay.
No, I never
government
said I was welfare, honey.
Oh.
I said we could put you on welfare. I'm not on welfare.
How dare you?
Yes.
How
no, you need it. You need to go on welfare.
Okay, Kelly, you need to do a show specifically designed around
yes.
keeping people away from people like Laquaqua, okay? Because it's just
look,
nasty.
Laquaqua is fabulous. If you can't handle it,
no,
you don't kill yourself.
Herpes,
go kill yourself.
Sure tell everybody. I'll put it out everywhere, okay? Everyone will know.
Go kill yourself,
you
honey.
Put a picture
go
on
hang
your
yourself.
Feet.
I will buy your broke ass the rope.
Miss Laquaqua, can I ask
your,
you something?
Your life is over, honey. You have herpes. You might as well go get AIDS and just die slow.
AIDS is totally different, sweetie. Ain't no cream for AIDS, honey.
Oh,
exactly.
Sure.
But you, like I said, you might as well get it and die slow because your life is over. You have herpes.
Ooh,
and everyone
okay.
knows because you wanted to put
thank
it on the show.
Thank y'all for definitely calling in. Hold on. Christina, are you still there?
Oh, that girl was reading. Oh, that girl just read Miss Laquaqua. Oh.
Cynthia, are you still there?
Yes, that girl just read Miss Laquaqua down.
Okay, hold on. But hold on. Hold on because I just got an IM. That just came across, and they gave the very, she no longer has a job. She gambles all day at the casino. Honey, they said she got fired from the agency on Cicero for throwing balls in the venue. Talk about Miss Marco.
Oh, I can get that to you real quick. Hold on 1 second.
No, it just came across my airwaves. It just came across. Hold on, we got another caller. 646-789. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Yeah, what it do? I just wanted to call and say, Laquaqua, nasty ass bitch. You need to wrap it up because herpes is non curable, nasty ass bitch.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Hold
on, I got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Yeah. I want my money and I need it now. Call Ashley. I want my money and I need it now.
People are so crazy.
These callers are crazy. These callers are fucking crazy, honey. Oh, my God.
They got songs and shit. I'm like, oh.
But you know what's so sad about Miss Laquaqua? If this is really, like, serious, like, on some real shit, that makes me want to smack the shit out of people like that because you run around with shit and then, you know what I'm saying, and you just don't give a fuck and then you letting somebody else get that shit. Like, that's not cute. That's why the percentages are so high now.
Hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. On a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
I want my money and I need it now.
I put my cubic shit up. Honey, what money does this lady owe y'all? Listen, I'm gagging at you girls, Listen. I'm gagging that Miss Muffa lost her job, Listen, and all she does is gamble all day long, they said.
You know what? I just Yeah, I just confirmed that. They said that it is true because she be gambling with Marcus Escada from North Carolina.
Shit.
She's at the casino with Marcus Escada all the time now. Because they said they was just up there not too long ago. Actually, they was up there about 3 or 4 times last month. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, we got another caller. 215-501. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? Okay, they hung up. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
What's going on, Kelly? It's a busy night, though. How's your show going?
I can't hear you, baby. You on muscle, baby.
I said it's a busy night. How's the show going?
What?
It's a busy night. How's your show going?
I don't understand nothing you're saying, baby. Thanks. I don't understand what she said.
It says it's a busy night. How is your show going?
Oh, baby, it's going wonderful, honey. We're here.
Sound like Popo to me.
We here in the building. So 15 just confirmed. They said Marco and Marcus Escada have been seen in the gambling hall all the time.
Yes.
Marcus,
yes.
You need to call in here, honey.
Yes.
Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi real quick because I just left Marco Escada's house and I'm on my way to Hector Extrava's house for my coin.
Oh,
wow,
shit.
Okay. Work it out, baby. Make your points, honey. Tell me, call me back if you got enough time. Ooh. You have to
Kelly.
Me to go.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not it. I got a couple more stops also.
Well, where else you stopping at tonight, Ben? You got a busy night.
Well, then I'm going to shave my face and go and drive and go see Jay Pollock.
Oh, shit. Sure. What you going to do with Jay?
I'm going to slay her. That's what you want.
Okay. Thank you, baby, for calling in.
But wait.
These girls. Key, hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, What the Fuck Tuesday? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask Harold. I want y'all to go raise the rest of my money.
What have all you money for?
He called me off a red boy.
Harold called you off a red boy because he owes you money.
Yes, Harold.
Y'all gonna put a stop and say, how much money does Harold owe you?
He owe me $500.
Harold owes $500.
Rock, he owe me $100.
What type of services you offer for $500 that Harold owe you $500?
Yeah. They want Jay.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling. Thank you. Hold on, we got another private caller. Private caller, you are live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Hey, this is Chucky from the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Snooki, what's going on?
I'm good.
You got your cocktail in your hand?
Yeah, and I have my pop in my hair.
Oh, well, I seen they were talking about you on TMZ earlier today, honey, how you was on the pool side in Vegas, honey, with your bathing suit and your sweater on and your panties stuck in your ass.
Yeah, I know. That comes from Joanne letting her put hard shell in my ass.
Oh, shit.
You know, the elastic got stuck on the silicone and it wouldn't come off.
Thank you for calling in, baby. Oh, my God, you got a fucking key here tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Anybody else is out there on the phone line and you got any juice? Feel free to press 1, honey. We have 24 minutes left into the show, and we're taking all callers, honey. Private
oh,
caller,
my God.
Live on the air.
Tonight is crazy.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
What's going on, private caller?
Tell Hector Extravaganza to get my goddamn coins right.
Well, what happened with your coins, baby?
I got there. He told me he didn't have any.
I just wanted to get your money first.
Mind your business.
You want, oh, shit. Well, they trying to help you out, baby. You're supposed to get your coins before you do any services, baby.
This is crazy.
Well, Kelly, the tea was that Hector Extravaganza likes to party and play with the boys, honey.
Well, that's what I'm calling. I need to collect that.
Well, baby, if you ain't collect before you left out that apartment, baby, I think you're in the wrong profession. You have a good eye.
Yeah,
you're supposed to collect your coins before you even do anything, baby. You ain't get
okay.
You want to pull in here and gripe about your coins, baby. You were supposed to collect your coins before you got in the door.
Right, when
you
yes, when he opened that door, when you first stepped foot in that door, you supposed to get your coin, Sonny.
Yes, private caller, you're live on the channel on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hello? Yes, this is LaQuaqua. I might have made a mistake in my house, but I always collect my coins.
LaQuaqua,
yes.
Tell your girlfriends in the background. Tell your girlfriends in the background to be quiet. Tell your girlfriends in the background that you're there with. It's going to get you clogged.
Okay.
Clogged.
Yes, because I already heard some of them, I know.
Your girlfriends that's in the background that's telling you things and telling you what to say and stuff, it's going to get you clogged, honey, okay?
Telling me what to say. There's nobody, first of all, excuse me, there's nobody telling me what to say. Don't ever put words in my mouth.
Well, you got girlfriends in your background. I heard your girlfriends.
Yes, because I'm having a party.
Well, you're
now I just stepped in my room.
You and all your girlfriends that's in that hotel room, they're going to get all of y'all calls.
Okay. Now they're quiet. You can't hear them. Okay.
Okay.
Time with the attitude.
They're going to get you clogged.
All right.
Well,
stop
baby,
with the attitude, honey.
I don't have an attitude yet.
Get one.
Okay. The shade was that hotel room, baby. Did you catch that? The shade was that hotel. See, y'all not listening. You were supposed to hang up, sweet cheeks.
Thank you.
I was supposed to hang up.
Right. See, and you sitting there going, see, this is why y'all don't know. She told you your background and then told you your place.
Because I am in a hotel room. That's not the shade, honey. I can afford one. This is the Marriott, honey. Okay?
She didn't catch that because she's a young girl.
They cheat nowadays.
I'm young and pretty.
Young girl. Yeah, you're young, but I don't know how pretty you are.
Yeah, I'm in a hotel room making my money. Do you get any money for this radio show? I'm making my money right
now.
Okay,
if you're making your money, why you keep calling in pressing one?
Because I'm feeling your attitude, and I have things to say.
Her client is not calling her cricket phone. That's why.
I don't have a cricket. I have an iPhone, honey.
Girl, you got a cricket.
Yeah, is that possible you have an iPhone, queen?
So you got that new phone.
Oh,
you got
please.
That cricket iPhone. So you got that cricket iPhone. That's what you got.
A cricket iPhone. Yeah.
Girl, you got a cricket iPhone.
And it costs more than your
cute.
Rent.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Unlike you
that's
with your manly-ass face.
That's cute. Talk about you at the Marriott, girl. You at the Motel 6, bitch. You ain't no damn Marriott.
She ain't at the
girl,
Motel.
Please.
She ain't at the Motel.
Girl,
she
please.
She's at one of those hotels where they got a shit motherfucking bathroom. That's what type of hotel that bitch at. Honey, hold on. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Did somebody tell me why does Lola Aga look like Mike Balenciaga?
Ooh. I have no
Hello.
Comment. Yes, you're still there.
Did somebody tell me why Ashley Eichel keep running out with the grandpa's money?
Oh, not again. Not again.
Oh, my God. You fucking good.
Not again.
Is
I mean, is it just me or does Lola Aga look like Mike?
Rick Shane.
You know what, no shade. She kind of do. Oh, no shade.
I will fuck y'all, buddy. I have no comment.
She kind of do.
Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Is it me? Or do feminine destruction look like Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, shit.
going on here? Come on, get up. Oh, my God. You call us a fucking crazy tonight. Y'all are really crazy. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling there. They say the product callers is not playing tonight. They say the product callers are going ham tonight, honey. Y'all fucking not playing tonight. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Baby, y'all kind of
spoilers
are going in. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm yes, really Mr. Pioneer in the chat room. Yes, they do look alike. I'm gagging, too, because I just thought about it. They look alike. They do.
Oh. What's the juice?
No, he was saying that Lola and Mike do look alike now that he thought of
it. Isn't that her father?
They do.
Isn't that her father?
We got another private caller. Private caller, your life on the air on the classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What's on your mind, caller?
Is it me?
Is it you or what?
I like this song. Why is it me?
Why does Shakira Prodigy look like Naveema Jackson?
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of Shakira, have you... Oh, you know, I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
I'm going to fuck myself up for falling out like that.
Bitch, these girls are not playing tonight. The girls are going fucking ham tonight, this thing. We got 16 minutes left into the show, Miss Saint. What's going to be next, Miss Saint? Come on, honey.
Oh, my God. You know what the shade is? The callers that's calling in saying that such and such owed them some coins or whatever, like Harold Aga and some other people. The shade is they really going in. They going, they reading. They reading kind of cute right now because, I mean, it's tea, you know. You know, everybody knows it's tea about certain girls that they said, but... You know, that's kind of cute.
Well, hold on, honey. We got three more private callers back to back. Private callers, live on the air, or the classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Is it me?
Private. Oh, Lord.
Is it me? Well, do the inside of Alvernia mouth look like a jack o' lantern?
Oh, my fucking God.
You right, darling.
Baby,
you right, darling.
Thank
God.
You, caller. Baby, you know what? We're going to make a topic, and the topic is going to be, is it me, honey? Because all the girls want to use, is it me, honey? Is it me? Cynthia, are you here?
Hello.
Cynthia phone with that private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello, it's me again.
What's going on, baby?
Is it me or does Faith Ebony and Feminine Destruction look alike? I mean, I'm just saying, is it me?
Oh, my God. Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 410-426. You're live on the air on the class. What the fuck do you say? What the fuck is on your mind? 410-426, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Is it me?
Yes.
When you told me we're going to be wearing a bra.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
No, this is 15. My phone was acting up.
Oh, that's 15. You back.
Yeah.
Okay, 15 is back. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard, I keep pressing the dial tone, honey.
Baby, you good to the Kiki. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're back.
Yes, what's the fuck up with the big girls not giving me no love? I mean, I'm a chubby chaser over here, so, like, I love a good, rounded woman.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect, you know, natural Marco.
I thought that woman.
Oh.
What you say?
Well, you know.
So I want to do that night. Friends, y'all can, like, direct me to.
You have Nicole said you got Jennifer. You have Stephanie Ebony.
You have that other big Ebony girl from Jersey. It's a lot of big girls from Jersey that we can direct you to.
Okay, okay. So is there any place I can leave my number so they can reach me? I know.
You can drop your number right. Drop your number right now, and they'll hear it. Okay, I guess you don't want to drop his number. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Private caller, yes, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay. So what's going on? What's going on, Ms. Bobbitt?
Between her legs and cut it off and put it in my freezer. So good.
Bye, Lorraine.
No.
That's another one of those working girls. Because you are her $10 Metrophone going off in the background.
Oh,
That was your red phone ringing, sweetie.
No, actually, it wasn't my phone ringing, baby. My other phone doesn't ring like that. That's all you girls sitting down here in these hotel rooms, Miss Thang. And these approved hotel rooms in the city, Miss Thang. And I want to call in here to the radio show and play, Miss Thang. Y'all should have started paying
You girls down there in that AP? Y'all up in that AP? I suggest y'all girls keep it cute. Y'all doing AP.
That's all those girls sitting there with there with those $10 blow up phones that they buy from the 7-Eleven in Midtown, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Calling here to the radio show playing with the girls when they should have started painting their face about 9:00 to start getting ready for Vogue night so they can look like something.
Oh, on your AP.
Yeah.
Are you sure they call it from Midtown or are they calling from Chelsea at the Holiday Inn?
Oh,
I got some juice, baby. Them girls I call it from the Holiday Inn, baby.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Brady, come on.
Oh.
Hello?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I just want to know why Miss 15 is such a hating ass hoe.
Oh, shit. Right there.
15. I think the girl from Holiday Inn just called in.
Oh, okay. Nicole, y'all going to the LaCroix Ball?
Oh, shit.
That's it?
Yes, I'm definitely trying to be up in the building.
Oh, that's what's up.
No shit. Oh. Well, Kelly?
What they said?
I'm sensing a little venom and stuff. What's going on?
This is 15. I was saying, are y'all going to the LaCroix Ball or whatever? It was a
Who
call
cares?
It's
a theater.
Oh, okay. But anyway, you going to the LaCroix Ball, girl?
No.
Oh, shit.
She's gone, honey. She's gone.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're not going to sit here and play with these girls and they want to sit here and play and all types of things.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I'm not
we
even.
We know you girls are definitely going to be at the LaCroix Ball, but I advise you girls when y'all come down to the LaCroix Ball, the hotel rooms are definitely cheap this day. So I advise you girls not to try and do an AP for a hotel room when it's ridiculous when the hotel room, the LaCroix, has set aside three hotels. And the hotels range from $60 and cheap from this thing. So, you girls, if you can't take and make $60 to pay for your hotel room, I don't know.
No AP, basically. No AP.
Don't do no APs in Virginia, Miss Thing, because those people will lock you up in and have you on the chain gang, bitch. Honey, and y'all black, y'all ugly,
okay.
And y'all...
And not for nothing, Virginia is a Commonwealth state. That means they can lock you up and throw you in their nastiest gutter until they feel like arraigning you.
Okay.
Honey, Private caller, your line was the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're back.
Yes, I am back.
So what hotel are you in? Are you in the Omni? Are you in
no,
the Marriott?
No, I'm on West 49th and 8th Avenue at the Holiday Inn.
What did I tell y'all?
No,
she's at the Holiday Inn.
No,
what did I tell y'all?
There's no Holiday Inn at 149th and 8th Avenue. It's only that Juke Joint Hotel sits on 145th. So what is she talking about?
No, first of all, on 49th and 8th Avenue, it's the Howard Johnson,
right next to the motherfucking safe.
Dwayne Reed.
No. She's at the Holiday Inn in Chelsea on 26th Street, baby. She's not at the Holiday Inn in Midtown. I know where she's at. She's at the Holiday Inn on 26th Street. Now, let's keep it cute.
Okay, baby. I know exactly what hotel is on 49th Street, and it is
okay.
No Holiday Inn, honey.
Okay.
You're either in the Holiday Inn, or you're in the Holiday Inn on 35th Street between 5th
yes.
and 6th Avenue. Okay?
Yes.
Or you're on the one on 29th Street.
Hello?
It's not that
Hello?
Holiday Inn in the city. Yes?
Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Yeah, I was trying to talk. What was going on?
Oh, my God, that's a bitch.
Just sitting here lying and talking about what hotel you're in. Maybe you know you're not in that hotel, baby.
Well, you know when Pinocchio lie and his nose gets bigger, the more I lie, the more you have no neck, Kelly.
Oh, shit, I know who that is. Hold that now.
And the more you keep telling lies, the more it keeps going down your throat, bitch. How do you like that one?
I like it a little bit.
Every time you tell a lie, it grows about 3 feet. Every time you tell a lie, so soon it'll be your intestine, bitch. How do you like that one?
Oh shit!
But I don't seem I've been growing.
You know what I see growing? I see your rap sheet growing when the cops run up in that room and take you up out of there. You and your three girlfriends will do an approval.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
That's what I see growing. Harass you, honey. Okay.
Now I want y'all to catch. She said, and her three girlfriends. Now catch.
And her three girlfriends, Michelle.
Now catch.
These queens don't understand, baby. I have an ear, baby. And well, let me let y'all go. I'm not going to spill my tea on the thing. You say, well, y'all, no, I'm going to spill it so these girls can know. When I sit here and y'all girls calling me on a private call this thing, and y'all think that I'm letting y'all sit here and y'all reading and y'all getting y'all thrills and y'all getting y'all kiki and y'all life on me, y'all not getting y'all thrills and y'all kiki and y'all life on me. I'm sitting here because I got a motherfucking ear like a motherfucking dog, bitch, and I'm zooming in on everything that's going on in the background, and I'm catching that voice. So when you see me run up on a bitch and I knock on her mouth from the thing, that's one of the girls that called into the motherfucking show and retired it.
Well, you
and don't ask me why.
All you gotta say was, there go that voice.
Got it. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Michigan.
What do you gotta say, baby? I guess they don't wanna talk, honey.
Marco, are you gonna call in, girl? I'm still waiting for Ms. Marco to call in, honey.
And since y'all girls wanna sit here and y'all wanna play and y'all wanna play games with me, honey, okay? Let's play. Oh, we have another private caller. Nicole phone must be in dead. She's not on the line anymore. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, is the show almost over?
Yes it is.
Why?
Asked you to jump on the phone.
Why? Why you want to know is it over with?
You are so rude. Like, ugh.
Thank you. Thank you. I am rude. Thank you.
Oh, no. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Can we get an extra hour?
No, we can't. You got 4 minutes.
You got $100? You got $100?
Like Barack Obama said, yes, we can.
You got $100
so we
can get another hour?
Honey, I'm going to tell you girls like this. If all you girls are sitting down in these hotels, honey, all you girls are sitting down in these hotels, if y'all want to play with me, honey, and y'all want to play games with me, and y'all want to keep calling in here, and y'all want to keep trying me to stay, I know that the people listen to these radio shows to stay, girl. So if y'all girls want to keep calling in here in the last 4 minutes that we got on this motherfucking show to stay, I will run the whole motherfucking E-Mock-E down on approvals, Miss Dangirl, and I will have a block in every motherfucking hotel in the motherfucking city. So you bitches better stop playing with me on my motherfucking time, bitch, and worry about making y'all motherfucking coins with y'all 6 to 7 different ads up future those motherfucking cunts on Hero and motherfucking Backpage, and you bitch queens getting up in motherfucking drags, turning motherfucking days. Y'all need to stop playing with me, because y'all keep playing with me, bitch. I have an APP out on every motherfucking hotel for all you bitches just out there that's doing motherfucking approvals, bitch. I'll send y'all pictures to the motherfucking hotel. So stop playing with me, faggot.
And you know what the shade is, Kelly? You know what type of hotels they doing approvals for? Like the Holiday Inn. They're doing one at the Comfort Inn that's behind Club Escalitas on 39th Street. Why would y'all do approvals at those type of hotels? Y'all are so stupid. Anyway.
You know why? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I do approvals at the Lowe's.
Bye. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, shut the fuck up, you hungry hippo.
Okay, baby. The reason, though, you know the reason they, you know what the real tea is, honey? The tea is the reason that they're doing those hotels and they're not doing the other mainstream hotels anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're doing the Holiday Inn and the Comfort Inn. They're doing those hotels because they don't charge your credit card until checkout. So they get the room for about 9 to 8 days, and then they
mm-hmm.
leave on the 7th day and go to another one. That's why they're doing those hotels. So y'all girls need to keep it cheap and say, oh, y'all girls running around here with y'all motherfucking Only One cards and y'all motherfucking TD Bank cards and saying that y'all open the TD Bank account and say and calling the motherfucking cards in that the card is stolen. So I ask for authorization when you call in and say, queen, keep it cute with me, Miss Thang. Okay? I'm not out here anymore, honey. But baby, trust me, baby. I know the know, honey. Girls, I keep telling you, girls, honey. And say keep it cute. And say you girls are not gonna come here. And y'all not gonna sit in my motherfucking chat room. And y'all not gonna sit here and read me, bitch. Y'all will get blocked.
Mm-mm.
Honey. But on that note, I have to get up out of here. 15, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, all. And please, if you have herpes, get it checked out, honey.
Okay. I'm going to let you get me overall. He's cooked my little house in the garage. I love y'all all for love of me, honey. Baby, whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway y'all go into tonight, please make sure you practice safe sex. Because the life you save will be your own. We're out of here, and I'll be back here live Monday night on an exclusive recap of the House of the LaFar Ball at Richmond, Virginia. For all you girls, make sure you're here for the LaFar recap. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be a season, honey. And I'm going to take you up out of here with the LaFar commercial, and I'll see you all back here Monday night for the recap show.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
La foi, sweetie. La foi. La foi, sweetie. La foi.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual.
Thank you. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manila Blunt, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at LavishLaCroix.com, the house of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, and Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Alor. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Sidebar, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sam, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Oh.
Yeah.